What's up, D-Fam? Welcome back to the greatest Bi-City podcast in the world, the Weekly D Podcast, coming to you from Houston, Texas and Louisville, Kentucky. I'm your host, Danny G. This is my incredible co-host, Kyle Austin.
What's up?
And today we have a very special guest, a friend of ours. He's a singer, a songwriter, a rapper. He's worked with artists like Byron Bandana, Michael Critical, director Spidey Webber. He's host on the highly praised opinionated podcast, There Ain't No Other Way But O'Shea Way.
Hey, no way. What's happening, baby? Hey,
what's up, dog?
What's up, baby? Nothing but big O's, big dubs, and big blessings over here, baby.
Hey, I like that. That's it. I like that.
Yes, sir. O'Shea Way, no way, man. How y'all doing, bro?
Dude, we chillaxing, bro. Kyle, you muted yourself.
That's good, bro. What's that you sipping on? You don't mind me asking.
I got a little bit of Terramana tequila, the rocks tequila.
Ooh, I think I'm a little basic today. I always like to change it up a little bit.
We can do a little crown here.
I feel you on that. I got some in the refrigerator. Got to keep some, brother Kyle. Where your cup at?
I got even more basic. I got water.
That's the most healthiest liquid water. Drink.
That's right. Keeps you nice and hydrated.
Yes, sir.
Normally, I'd be drinking beer today, but it's just so late. I was like, you know what? I'm going to just chill out. Yeah, I'm going to relax.
He said, I got to take it easy, man. Yeah. I got to take it easy. You got anything behind you that you can get your hands on real quick? A quick little shot or anything?
Come on, Kyle.
Let me see what I got.
Pour your cap of water,
just,
dude.
A little baby sip or something, a little small bottle. It's been a while, man. It's like a family reunion right here, baby.
Hell yeah.
It's like a family reunion.
I told Kyle, if we keep in the reunion all our friends, we're going to have a fucking reunion tour by the time we have our high school reunion.
What they say, the tongue is powerful, man. You never know. We might speak that into existence.
Yes, sir, man. Are you planning on going to the high school reunion?
Oh yeah, I'm doing this, waiting on the info. I haven't gotten anything yet.
Same.
As soon as I get word, you know.
We're about to roll up the wagon.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be hella fun, man. Hella fun.
Ooh,
so I know I'm the one getting interviewed. Where we at? Let me see him. I can't see him. Let me see.
So the star strawberry blonde.
Ooh, we got that strawberry blonde from Southern Star.
Let's go. Let's rock out, man. Let's get a shade. For the old times and to the new.
And to the good times, bro.
I love y'all forever, bro.
Love you too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So tell me, O'Shea, how you been doing? Where you been at these past couple years? Tell us about it.
All right, so how far back when we say last couple years?
Bro, as far as you want to go.
As far as you're willing to go back.
All right.
Because, I mean, we've known each other for a minute.
From the last time I seen y'all. How about that?
All right.
It's been since school. How about that? I'll try to play it quick. You know what I'm saying? Hop in the backseat. I'm going to take you on a ride.
Ooh, let's go.
So check this out. As y'all know, senior year, I had got hurt in football. That kind of changed my life. We obviously seen that. We seen that throughout high school. Yeah. Graduated. Yada yada whoop whoop. Went to college, gave it a try. I don't know if you remember Kyle. You remember Frederick Pittman, Dwayne Pittman?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my cousin, man. That was actually my roommate in college. We actually, you know what I'm saying? We dug it out together for a while out there, man.
We gave it a try.
We were singing out there, getting it in, man. From church house to church house, tearing it up. You hear me?
That's my little friend. I'm trying to get him to come up here soon.
Oh man, that's nothing. As soon as we get off this, you know, off the record, that's nothing. I'll link that in for you.
Appreciate it, man. Now we're trying to get all y'all in here, you know, because like I said, it's our high school reunion year. We might as well take advantage to reconnect right before we can have the big old party.
Why not?
You know,
we can make that happen, man. That's nothing. Yes, but sir. Yeah, we got out of high school. You guys know life happens.
Straight out of high school is rough.
Living life, doing what I can to survive. Yeah, pay them bills. We was getting a little older, everything. Y'all know how it go.
Yep.
Dibble dabble in and out the street. Still the same little old Shay, same little dude. Making music here and there. Never really taking it too serious. But eventually, you know, I got a good, I dropped a video at the age of 23. I think I had dropped like my first music video. And okay. I fell in love with the reactions, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I kind of got a little taste of it. Figured out I could probably, you know, make a little money from it. And
make
I
a
could probably
change.
See myself doing it for, yeah, see myself doing it for a little while. But, you know, the trouble that I had, the bed that I made for myself, I still had to pay in it. So I had a few things that I still have to handle.
We all made some decisions, man. Some of them were good, some of them were bad.
But yeah, you know
it's
what I'm
life,
saying?
Baby. It's life.
In and out of jail a few times. That's you had to bump my head. What they say, bump your head to the white beat till you learn your lesson a little bit.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what these last couple years have been right there, man. That's all it has. I think I bumped my head up. So now I'm focused on the blessings and the talents that God gave me. And bro, I'm just trying to use it, man. Everybody know how. I'm trying to take my name and make it as big as I ever thought it could be, man.
Oh, Shay, man, you got that on everything right now.
Yes, sir.
Like,
I got some merch coming
for
you fellas real soon.
Hey, let us know when you drop, dude. We'll love to link up and buy some. And I don't know if you can see my sign.
Nah. The first one for you guys, bro, come on, man. Y'all, bro, that's on me, man. Before it even drop, y'all going to have y'all's pretty soon, bro. I'm talking about next week. I got shirts coming for you.
Oh, bet, dude. We're going to send you a package, too. We're going to be sending you a package, too, soon. We're going to do a promo pack for all our merch. We haven't dropped any yet. We've been making it.
We're on the same page. Yeah. Right there with each other, man. Let's try to help each other out, bro.
Dude. Like I said, let us know when you drop it. We'll promote it. We'll spread the word, man.
For sure.
Here's one thing you're going to learn about us at the Weekly D Podcast.
Yeah.
After you're on? Dude,
you won.
We putting on for you all the time.
Yeah.
All right. Like, you can ask Spidey Weber. You can ask CA the Don. You know, you can ask whoever's been on here. We always put on. We're always on the lookout for y'all's new projects and all that stuff. So, we're trying to build a network.
Anything new, we're definitely open to, like, just kind of putting it out there. And we like to showcase people like that. You know, we see have talent, things like that as well. So, we definitely, obviously, see talent in you, my guy, and so we like seeing what you do. I'm telling you, Straight Out the Bottle is still one of my favorite songs.
Oh man, bro, I appreciate it. I think that's gonna that's the song I was talking about, actually.
Yeah,
the first video 23. Yeah. That's the one that kind of gave me a little taste of, you know, I think that's gonna forever be a classic. Like, if I was to make it, that song will forever, you know what I'm saying, rock, stay behind me. I think
it's a vibe, bro.
I always remember that. Yeah, it is a vibe, bro. I got another one coming just like that, man. I got plenty coming. We're going to get into that, though. I'm going to let you fellas. I know y'all got a little lineup, y'all got. How y'all look? Let's rock out.
But tell me, so we kind of go back to, you know, I know where it came from initially, but what kind of initially got you into music and then eventually led you fully into hip-hop?
Oh, for sure. So, I come from a family that kind of got a musical background, I guess you could say. I got family members that's, you know, coming up out of Houston, Texas. Everybody got an older uncle or cousin or a family member, somebody around them that's making music or know somebody that's been in the industry, or if not, like my family, you know, has somebody that's been in the industry or been known or somebody that can play the game. But being young and around the places I was around and the people I was around, music was always around. I grew up a dancer. You know, that's one thing y'all knew. I grew up dancing, you know what I'm saying? So the music been in my bone. It's been running through my veins for years. It was all about what I was going to do with it. The first thing I chose to do was move my body to it. You know what I'm saying? Then when we got a little older, as you gentlemen remember, by the time we hit middle school, I think it was, seventh grade, I think I had joint choir. Just as a little extra activity to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come to find out, it was like pretty cool. All right, cool. And then I think when we hit high school, that's when I knew, like, it was the Black History program, I think I had did, if I'm not mistaken. And I think I had did like a Usher dedication or something like that. I think it was like a 10-minute set of just full of Usher songs. And I remember, like, the feeling and the reaction I got from that day on in school and how people viewed me when it came to singing. And remember, I was still a dancer at the time.
Yeah.
So the way the reaction and the attention I got from it and the just the positive feedback, man, it was contagious, man. It made me, it was like a drug. I got a high from it. Ooh, I got to do this again. I got to do this again. Then the next school show, I got to do this again. I'm going to keep dancing, but I'm going to throw a little music here and there, in and out of there. So I think high school is when I fell in love with actually singing. And then it took for me when I turned 23 with the video y'all talking about, that's when I started falling in love with making music. I was like, oh, wow, people actually like, you know, to everybody else is turned up or is, you know, what I'm singing or rapping, you know, to me it's my life, it's where I express myself. So to see that people get a positive reaction, give me positive feedback from it, man, I love it. And at the age of 23, after that video, yeah, that was the one. I was like, I think I'm in love with this, bro.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah.
What's it called? Well, it's funny too, because I remember me and you were in choir together, you know, like as we were kind of going through. So like, I had never like not known Doug to have like a melodic background. So when I started seeing him kind of doing some of that singing hip hop, I was like, he's right in his lane. He's right where he needs to be. So it was like really, really dope. So I'm always rooting for you behind the scenes, bro. I had
for a while. Hell yeah.
I appreciate that, brother.
No, we've been watching your career from the background, man. We've steadily been watching.
Man, I promise you, the year 2022 is going to be nothing but bigger and better things, man. I'm so blessed, bro. I'm so blessed. I've learned so much within the last couple of years. I've been able to just to learn a lot of things, meet a lot of new people, see so many different views on life, man. It's nothing but blessing, man. I appreciate the love. Y'all stay with me, bro. It's going to be a roller coaster this year, though. I promise you that.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. The sky's the limit.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm definitely excited for that, like, for sure. So I am curious, like, what are some, you have some fun products potentially coming out this year?
Oh, yeah. I got I think this is what I call, like, my tsunami year. It's the year that I'm going to have my first, like, big wave. That's why I call it the tsunami year. It's the year I'm going to have my first major wave. Just hit the city, hit the streets, hit the clubs, hit the DJs, I got a tape coming. I don't want to spoil the name of it yet. Not just yet. Okay. But I will spoil how many songs I got coming on there. How about that?
Let's do it.
I will at least give y'all that.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
We got 10 songs coming.
10 songs. Perfect amount of songs.
We got 10 songs coming. On each tape, brother. On each tape, I got a singing and a rapping one coming separately, brother. I got to showcase both talents.
Oh, shit.
Got to showcase both talents. That's the most I can say for now. Yeah. I don't want to speak at all. Yes,
damn,
sir.
So singing and rapping.
Singing and rapping, man. I'm doing it differently this time, man. I don't know if y'all remember. We had Nipsey Hussle has done it. Tory Lanez has done it. There's a few artists who's dropped. And you know, they'll have the game actually was my favorite who did it. You know, they'll have like a part one or a part two or a red face or a blue face or you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. I'm trying not to say too much. Yeah. But it's something like that.
That's exciting though.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, sure. Good shit.
It's different, brother. It's very different. I feel like it's going to catch a lot of attention with the music dropping, with the videos coming behind it, with the merch coming behind it. With the, cause you know I love to hit the streets and give back to the homeless. I love the just with everything that I'm doing, bro. It's all gonna happen at once. It's just gonna be a big wave of us.
That's what's up, man. Well, we're excited for all the projects to come, all the music to come. One question I have is like, what's the favorite song you've made so far?
I ask myself that all the time. I really do. I ask myself that all the time. Right now, though, if I had to choose, I'm sorry. I've been cooking up a lot of music now. So there's a lot of songs I got.
You can sneak us an unreleased one if you want.
Yeah, you can sneak us an
unreleased one.
We won't tell. We won't
you tell. You tell me when to press play. Just tell me when to press play. I got you, brother. And I got you, brother.
Yeah, we won't tell.
But if I'm sorry, can y'all still see me, bro? I don't know if I'm
you disappeared a little bit, but we can still hear you.
Okay, my bad, brother. I think I pressed something wrong.
That's all good.
There we go.
technology, yeah, man.
But I got a song right now that I made like probably about a week ago. It's one of the last songs to make the tape. The tape is finished, by the way. Both tapes.
Oh, nice.
Fuck yeah. I call them both EPs. I got two EPs coming. They won't be dropped at the same time, but they will be dropped pretty close to the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like I said, it's gonna be a big wave. So yeah. I'm coming one wave, second wave, third wave, fourth. It's right behind.
Back. That's how you gotta do it, bro.
Yeah, you just gotta pound it out, man.
You gotta keep their eyes. But I got a song called Show Me the Way right now, man. And it's okay. It's a song that I really, I'm falling in love with it more and more day by day that I just listen to. So I love all my music. I love all my songs. I love, you know what I'm saying? On a daily, I feel like I'm getting better and better. I'm learning how to take my life and transition it into songs and transition it in a way that I want to tell my story and stuff.
Yeah, right now,
this song, Show Me the Way, I'm in love with it, brother. I feel like it's a good representation of where I'm at mentally in life. And, you know, just period, overall.
So, I love that shit.
Yeah, man, I love it. It's, you know, when you listen to one of them songs, and you're like, man, I'm living that right now. Like, I feel exactly what he's talking about. And it's one of those, man. I'm
just, hell yeah, dude. I mean, that's the best kind of music, right? Where it's meaningful.
It really is, man.
You can see it from the artist's eyes. You recently...
I know it's just...
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry, brother.
I was going to say, you recently did a song with Critical... Another local rapper. Yeah, how was that like?
Sir.
I've never met Critical. I've never met him, but I fucks with them heavy.
Yeah.
And I always BS with them on Facebook. And I saw that y'all recently dropped a project together. What was that like?
Man, it's all every minute spent with Critical is an experience. I can tell you that much for sure. He's not the ordinary type of guy you hang around. You know what I'm saying? Critical, one of the most. He's such a good guy, bro. It's like, you can't do nothing but be happy around him. There's no such thing as, you know what I'm saying? So just to before I even get into how the studio sessions are, that's just knowing him as a person, that's what it's like being around him. So just imagine we are in the studio and, you know, we got the drinks and the smoke. He doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke. None of that. You know what I'm saying? It's like he's completely just sober and just extremely positive, bro, 24/7. So every moment spent with him is always. Recording those songs. He was the guy recording them, showing me what to do, how to lay down the hook, showing me how to, you know what I'm saying? I learned a lot from him. So it feels good to be able to work with him now and know that I've grown so much. I got a little more knowledge than what I had at first.
Now
I found my sound and everything.
I like that.
I got a little fan base now.
Yeah. Now I love especially y'all of our friends that are local and stuff, seeing how y'all have grown and progressed in your music and how it's evolved. Like that's one of my favorite things. And we've definitely seen your evolution as of recently.
Yes, sir.
And it's awesome to see it. Like we appreciate seeing how your songs change, how you went away from just doing melodies to rapping. I mean, that song Probation, fire.
Yes, sir.
You know?
I appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, like it's awesome. I that's one of my favorite things. And one of the coolest things about knowing y'all, it's like I listen to some of your songs and I'm like, oh, I can relate to that. Like, Critical has a song called Attic.
Deep. And it's crazier because it's real.
Mm-hmm.
That song is real life.
Yeah.
That's real life. Yeah.
I know.
That's very relatable right there.
That shit hit. But yeah, and then you have probation, and like I ain't been locked up, but I've had a lot of friends on probation. Like that song just hypes me up when I hear it.
Hey, man, if that song gonna do one thing, man, it's gonna make you want to keep going strong. I know
that much, right?
I know that you can't let nothing stop you, man. No, no jail, no probation. I'm a child of God, so I feel like don't nothing but God stop the show. You know what I'm saying?
And damn right.
Can't nothing stop the show. Like, we're gonna keep it going.
That's 100, man.
Yes, sir.
So to all the young guys listening out there, so I got a question for you. Just give people some alpha real quick, right? So what would you say was one of the most challenging aspects of making music, right? Like, what's something that you say is the hardest thing for you when it comes to building and making your music?
Oh man, bro. It's something that I actually talk to myself. Do I talk to myself? Yes. You know what I'm saying? it's something that I was sitting down and watching an interview and thinking about today. And I think I just kind of realized, like, the hardest thing for me, bro, is I'm such a young, old soul. Kyle, I'm pretty sure you can relate as well, brother. You know what I'm saying? But we're such old souls. We're young, don't get me wrong. But I'm so used to the old 90s music and the early 2000s. My biggest thing is trying to adjust to the new sounds. You know what I'm saying? Like, without judging. You get what I'm saying? Like,
I feel you.
The new wave is the new wave.
Yeah, yeah. I feel you on that, dude. I'm a huge '90s hip hop head. Like, I love '90s hip hop.
Yeah,
love '80s hip hop, and like
R&B as well.
Yeah, 2000s R&B, 2000s R&B. But yeah, I feel you on that. Where it's kind of hard to judge some of the new songs and the new waves that are super popular.
So kind of, you know what I'm saying? Keeping up with the young, like keeping up with the wave a little bit. Whether I agree with it or not, I kind of feel like, you know, just as being a musician, bro, you got to be able to transition. You got to be able to adapt. You
got to
be able to transition
with these
times.
Hell yeah. It's that idea that, you know, that expectation that things are going to change whether we want them to or not. And sometimes it may not be our vibe, but like every once in a while you see somebody who's young who's mixing those two sounds in the game. It's making me really special. Like one person I could mention is Cordae. Like, I don't know if you listen to anything.
I like Cordae. Cordae. Oh, yeah. Like, big fan.
Cordae's fire, bro. And like, you know, JID is another one I like. JID. He's bringing some good stuff to the table. XXXTentacion was bringing some good shit to the table before he passed away. Like, all people that are doing experimental, like, really, really good shit. It's just, you know, like, people, they were so different for their time, too. Like, and the, like, I know Cordae, for instance, though, like, definitely has like an ode and homage, you know, to a lot of the old 90s hip hop stars. You can tell he takes like lessons and he has that respect there, right? But there's definitely some interesting players in the game right now, bro. Like, especially the hip hop scene. Like, it's just big. It's just different, bro. It's just different than it used to be. There's not like it's just, I don't know. Like, we grew up on fucking like Crime Mob, fucking like Young Dro, fucking Hurricane Chris. Like, even then, go back further with Tupac, Biggie.
The Game. Like,
yeah, man.
Fucking
just
50 Cent in his prime.
So different then, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just very different. The language,
different conversations happening.
Like, everything was just different. But I mean, it's not bad, bro. It's just, you know, this the day we in. This the style now, the drill now, the wave or whatever you want to call it. So I'm rocking with it. It's getting these youngsters money. It's keeping some out the streets. It's keeping some from trouble. It gives some of these kids without music, they wouldn't have no dreams. So it's giving them something to chase after and something to do and look forward to. Giving them a reason to want to go make money. Giving them a reason to want to go get a job, to get studio time, to giving them a reason. So, you know, even though it's a lot of, it might be negative that come with it, but it's always positive that's what comes with it.
Hell yeah.
So I'm rocking with it, dog. I'm rocking with them. It's just, like I said, it's a hard adjustment, bro. It's kind of hard.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
Especially like you said, like, because I remember you, like, when we were growing up, that's pretty much all you would listen to for the most part. It's just older music. Like, that was always your vibe. Like, you were like, I remember one of the first times that, like, we had gotten really close, the first thing I see and the first thing I notice is a Tupac, like, dog tag. And I was
like,
I remember you used to rock that thing all the time. Like, oh, I love Pac.
Yeah, man. Like, me and Pac, same birthday, June 16th. Man, R.P. Pac, real nigga, man.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't meet too many people with the same birthday as me. R.I.P.
to him,
no, that's one of the
riches,
bro.
Oh, yes, hell yeah.
Sir.
Hell yeah.
Legend.
I mean, there was just. Yeah. I mean, it's okay. So when we talk about legends as well, we can talk about some legends in the Houston scene as well. So you have any favorite personal, like, we can talk about old school legends and like who you have homages to, and then somebody that we need to look out for as well. So
for
if you want
to
go
for sure, let's jump right into it. Yes, sir. I'm about to spark up today.
Because you know I'm a big Zero guy, like.
Oh yeah, man, and most people coming out of Houston, Texas, most people coming out of Houston, Texas are, bro, and it's nobody can knock it. I mean, it's Zero, bro. It's the most city done.
You gotta fuck with Zero.
Ruth the Van Draws, right? You know what I'm saying? It's Zero, right?
You're talking about that. Talking about melodic hip hop, bro. Like one of the first people started doing it.
Come on, man. But if when I dive into the, you know what I'm saying, I'm Fifth Ward born, Southwest raised, then I moved to Richmond, Roseburg, still went back and forth for the rest of my life, blah, blah, blah. But Houston, my city, man, from the north to the south, I got family all over this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All over the place. So growing up and when it came to the Houston music scene, I've always been tapped in real deep with it. From the Fat Pats to the Big Hawks to the, from the SUC down to the Ghetto Boys down to the, say, man, I love music, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I love my city too. So, yeah. But when it comes to, I feel like if I had to choose out of my city, Houston, Texas,
yeah,
who I feel is a legend, I'm going to start with the past and then who I feel like you should look out for coming up. But with the past, you'll hear a few people say what I'm about to say. Most people, you'll hear some go with Doug. You hear most people go with Zero. You hear some people go with Kiki. You hear some, you know what I'm saying? It does switch it up a lot of ways. But me, man, I'm 27. You know what I'm saying? A lot of this stuff, I'm going off of what I see with my eyes, the experiences I had and the feelings I got from listening to this music and everything. And the most person, the person's music I've been affected by the most coming out of Houston, Texas since I was young has been Propane, man. Shout out that boy Propane, man. Everybody, yeah, man. I was in Houston for a little minute. Now I'm back in town. Yeah, he had this song with Rich Homie. That's, I know that's how most people know him was from that song, man. Propane, man, if you really sit back and listen to him, bro, he is, to me, one of the most lyrical to ever come out of, one of the most lyrical rap, like street rappers ever. And it's hard, I don't want to put him in a category of a street rapper, but you know what I'm saying? He representing what we stand for, so. Yeah, man, he one of the most lyrical ones coming out of Houston, Texas, man. Dude, very slept on, but,
Oh my God, I haven't heard the name Propane in
a long time. I was going to say, I haven't heard Propane in a long time.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you right now. He just dropped a tape not too long ago, man. Going on, tap in.
I'm going to have to jump in that again and see.
Yeah, man, going on, tap in with it, brother.
I'm going to have to.
He never missed. Never missed, man. Never, especially as a young black man. He get to it the way it needs to be done. He going to say what most people out of Houston, Texas don't be saying. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He don't care about looking tough or nothing like that. Yeah. Just telling it for what it is. That's what I always know about, man. Yep. But coming up, I know coming up, it's crazy, but my favorite out of Houston, Texas coming up right now is a female who got my attention the most, man. One of the baddest, bro. I feel like she is something else. And I'm low-key mad that Stunna 4 Vegas got her before me. Shout out Mona Lim, man. Lil Mama is something serious, man.
Okay.
Mona Lim, Mona Lim. I don't even know how to say her name right, man. I'm just so attracted to it. Y'all got to go check out, man.
we're
going to have to hit us up. Send it to me in the DMs, bro, so I can hit up that music. We can play it. We can play, brother. Like one in between we do it in post.
Yeah.
You're going to be real surprised, bro.
Okay. Hell yeah. Send us that. I haven't heard of her. Maybe we'll reach out to her and try to get her on.
Oh, yeah.
She's making noise in the city.
She getting songs with a lot of people now, bro.
There's been a couple people I've been watching in the new scene, and one person I really like, but he's from the more like the Mexican hip hop scene, is Bo Bundy. Bo Bundy is just fire. Yeah. It's mostly Spanish.
He's hella Mexican, bro.
I'm gonna get you connected. Yeah. Like his stuff is fire, bro. Like just on, that grimy hood shit, bro. It's good. Yeah. It's real good.
I'm gonna have to see it.
Yeah, Bo Bunny is fucking tight.
Bo Bunny's dope. I like, and of course, like I like what CA's been doing recently in like the local scene.
Yeah, man. So yeah, he been on it for a while.
Hell yeah. That's the homie, man.
We always knew. You know, he one of them ones, man.
Yeah. That's the homie, bro. He's been a reoccurring guest on this podcast. He's one of our day ones. That's the homie, man. We're proud of him. Proud to see what he's done.
Great dude, bro. Positive dude, man. Never
nothing
negative about him.
Hell yeah. Well, it's like I've known his music since ever when he was like doing stuff with Haley Jackson, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like,
of course. I was like, man. Shout out Haley too, man. Shout out Haley.
Yeah. I hope she's doing good.
I don't know if she's still doing music, but she's very talented.
Oh yeah, very absolutely. Talented. Absolutely. But so, yeah. No, so I guess to go jump off of hip hop a little bit. So okay, if you were to sample like any genre of music outside of hip hop, where would you go? Like, would you go into rock, country? Would you jump into jazz? Like,
it'd definitely. Most people, if you knew me, like especially nowadays, you know what I'm saying. I love jazz. I listen to a lot of different music, but it would definitely be country. You know what I'm saying? Country. I feel like country is like
to the
country. Country, one of them genres that touch your soul. What? Yeah. Country really had you up in here crying and had you in your feelings.
Yeah.
Country also had you happy as well.
Dude, country is so player, bro. That song.
Hey, I'm putting my boots on. Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Houston Rodeo to see see my boy Kane Brown Wednesday, man.
Ooh, Kane
I'm
Brown?
Going to see Kane Hell Brown yeah. Wednesday. That lets you know how much I fuck with country music,
yeah,
man.
Buddy. Kane Brown's a player, bro. Fine, bro. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Nah, but
it took me
so
such a long
much,
time
dude.
To get on.
Oh, yeah, me as well,
yeah.
Kyle.
Yeah,
it took me a little while to jump on a Kane Brown's like vibe, but once I started to hear like his music more, I was like, oh yeah, he's starting to find his own sound, and I was like, hell yeah, I can't wait to like, because my wife was like, you're such a hater, and I was like, you're right, I was absolutely.
Not everybody a big fan of him, but hey,
but I like his music now though. Yeah. He's got really good stuff, bro.
It's just like Luke Bryan, bro. You give him a chance to sit down, listen to him for a little bit, man, you're gonna come around.
Famous Friends, bro. That's my favorite song right now with it. It's like him and it's just really hard to beat.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, hell yeah.
That's awesome. Though, I fucks with Kane Brown big time. He sings one of the songs that me and I dedicated to my girl when we first started dating. It was called What Ifs.
Oh yeah.
That's
why my girl love that song, bro.
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way.
I'm learning so much country.
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way. You guys got engaged.
And
yeah,
got I did,
married,
man.
Right?
I appreciate it, brother. Yes, sir.
Yeah, congratulations. I know it's been a minute, but you know, I had to take the opportunity to say congratulations.
Nah, it's cool. It's all good. I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it.
You pretty excited? Yeah, wedding coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get everything going. Y'all know with COVID, man.
Yeah,
it's been rough. So everybody's been on pause for 2 years, bro.
Yeah, like it's hard to set it there, or it's just so much with the venues, like the dates, or we're gonna get there though. I just want COVID to kind of calm down just a little bit more.
Hopefully, it's getting a little better, right? It's getting a little
better. It's getting there though. It's getting there. We almost back free.
I mean, we got live music back.
Yeah, we almost back all the way.
Dude, we got the rodeo. Have you seen videos of the rodeo?
Yeah, that's true, bro. It's like, yo, wear your mask when you come on the rodeo. Yeah.
Dude, that rodeo be packed, bro. I was watching videos of it. You could barely even walk through it.
I'm gonna let you know how it is Wednesday, bro. It's gonna be my first time stepping in.
Yeah.
I went to Texas during Christmas, and that's like I hadn't gotten COVID in all 2 years. Like, I went to Texas for Christmas and got COVID on the way back.
Oh,
I was so mad, bro.
He said, I'll go home for a little while and look what happened.
It's because he stopped at a non Bucky's gas station and got COVID.
That's a strong possibility, bro. I should have listened to the cleanest bathrooms, bro.
Bro, I'm telling
you. When you start going to North Texas, bro, there ain't shit out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
they don't give a damn up there.
There's literally nothing going on like North Texas. They also, you don't, like, a lot of dry counties, so no alcohol. So you can't even, like, drink your shit away. You got to go to the next county. And
dude, you're
sometimes
telling me.
There's two or three counties that, bro.
Oh, wow. That shit's so frustrating. I just got back from Dallas, Fort Worth, and the area I was in was still part of the dry county. And like, I was like, what the fuck? I'm just trying to buy an 8-pack, you know, go back to the hotel room and chill.
Yeah.
Man, I couldn't buy shit. I was pissed off. Oh, I was fixing to drive like 35 minutes just to go buy a pack of beer.
Just
man.
To go get some alcohol. Hey, I know the feeling, bro.
Yeah. So you've been doing music for a minute. What's it like to be able to do music with the people you grew up with? Because you've done music with Byron, or you've done videos and stuff with them. You've worked with Spacely. You've worked with Spidey Webber. Like, what's it like? Do you feel like it's an advantage, or how's
it? I don't know. You know, you got to think. These people that you mentioned, in, like Spidey Webber, Byron Bandana, Spacely Jones, JR. These are my brothers. Like, these are like people I grew up with. You know, they mama like my mama. They sisters and brothers is my sisters and brothers. We sleep on each other's clothes. You know what I'm saying? So the music was, it was nothing for us to be able to bring this together. You know, it was like high school all over. You know, just without the dancing. It was just like one person picked up a camera, cool. One person started rapping, cool. One person started singing, cool. Another part, you get what I'm saying? It's like God just kind of, you know, it all goes together. It was a blessing, I could say that. So working with them is it's normal to me. Yeah. We've been doing this for so long together. These are my brothers. We, you know, even outside of music, this is what we do.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all have been a tight group for a long time. For as long as I can remember, y'all been tight.
Oh, yeah, man. It's way deeper than the dancing and the music or what people from the outside looking in would think it is. It's way deeper than that, man. It's real brotherhood over here. We
argue before the days of skinny jeans and jerkins.
Yeah, but we love each other, man. We love each other, man. That's just how it goes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we love each other. But we locked in working with them, bro. It's magical, bro.
Yeah.
It's like, Kyle, it's like you and your little brother being able to make a song together or something, bro. It's magical. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Did I ever tell you my brother did make a song once?
You did tell me once.
He made a song with this it's an artist named Jamakai, which by the way, if you ever want to like be tapped into another really, really like talented artist, like he's really, really dope. But they both went to high school together. And he went Cameron went by Babyface. And
Babyface,
bro. And he was in there doing that melodic shit. This is what he had, like his hair, like was way he had real thick hair, so it was way too like long to look good, and he had those big old thick like dark glasses. You could be my platinum girl, love will never stop. Once we hit that foreplay, then them panties gonna drop.
Top, yeah. Yeah.
Bro, yes, sir. It was so fucking funny, bro.
Hey, can we give a round of applause to my boy Cal, bro? Round of applause to my brother Cal, bro.
Yes,
sir. Yes,
I'm gonna have to clip this and send it to him.
You gotta say, bro, please send him his clip. Tell him I said hello. Yeah. We're gonna make another one, man. You're gonna have to come get on the track with me, bro.
I'm gonna have to
get him in it, man. He's been doing really good. He just had a baby. I'm finally an uncle.
Oh, snap. So, congratulations, bro.
I appreciate it.
I don't know
she's
if you
beautiful.
know, my little sister, I got a niece and a nephew, man.
Damn, congrats.
Yeah, my nephew got my middle name, bro. That's what we call Baby O'Shea in the family. So I got Baby O'Shea out here, bro.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I love that show.
You got a baby
on
shape. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
Look just like me. I swear you'll think he was mine. For real.
That's how it goes, man. Sometimes you're just like, what? There's no way. Like all my nieces and nephews now, like all of them, all of them Mexican. They don't look like me. I look white as hell. Yeah.
Kyle, I'm the only one.
He does look
white as hell. Everybody gets surprised, bro. Everybody's just like, wait, you're half Mexican? Yeah, I'm like, ethnically speaking, yes, that is true.
He said, ethnically speaking.
I said, just put me out in the sun for like 35, 45 minutes. I'd be good.
We did find out where Kyle's soul comes from. He's 2% black, according to 23andMe.
This is true.
So that's where the voice comes from, man.
I am 2% Sub-Saharan African. I am 1% Ashkenazi Jew, and I am 17% Native, like Native American.
Can we give a round of applause to my brother and finding out the truth behind this, my brother?
Why are we so ethnically ambiguous, right?
I would have guessed, man.
They're like, what are you, some kind of Spanish?
Yeah.
Doug's like, you need to send that test back and get it double checked.
Bro, I thought he was going to say like 2 or 3. He got a whole little list over
here. I was like, bro, I'm pink. I don't know.
He's black from the waist down. From the waist down.
Talk to him.
Going into... Let's think a little bit. So going into just generally kind of where you were to where you are now, right? We can start back from where you kind of went into like that little rough patch that you had to where you are now. What is the biggest lesson you would have told yourself as a young buck? Like, what would you have said? Hey, this is what I've learned, and this is kind of like just something to keep in mind as you get older.
Man, this is a question that I ask older heads all the time. Well, older heads that I feel has done something with themselves. Mm-hmm. And that I know come from a past that's similar to mine. I ask the same question all the time, but I've never had anybody ask me this question. That's crazy. Wow, that's crazy. This is a question I ask often, so it's crazy that somebody asked me. It's kind of off guard. I wasn't expecting that.
We flipped it on you.
I gotta keep you on your toes, bro.
Yeah, nah, that's real too, bro. Like, if I could tell my, like, I know for sure, the first thing I would have told myself. Was I know the moment that my life changed was when I got hurt in football senior year, day 17.
You tore your ACL, right?
I tore everything but the ACL, the MCL, the lateral meniscus, the cartilage, everything but the ACL.
I feel like I remember this very vividly, actually.
Bro, it was pretty bad, bro. It was pretty bad. I was on crutches for a while. But I would have went back and told myself to not give up on life. That would have been the first thing that I would have, because when I got hurt, you know, it was like one of them stories, bro. You know, like a kid want to go to the NBA or NFL or something like that. And they get hurt and they lose that dream, end up going to the street selling drugs, doing this, doing that, blah, blah, blah. It was like one of those stories, you know? Mm-hmm. So I would have told myself to like not give up on life. I didn't give up fully. I still went to college, gave it a try. You know, I still gave it a strong attempt to see what I can get out of what people say we should do. Go to school, the American dream. But I would have told myself not to give up on life. Like, from the outside looking in, because I went to college and stuff, people would still say, yeah, he gave it a shot. Even me, I'm still sitting there saying I gave it a shot. Mm-hmm. Was it 100%?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's everybody, though. Like, when you come through, like, college and stuff, like, I wish I would have did better if I would have told myself.
Yeah, it's not even just with the college thing, but, like, the
just
the choices
life
that was being made during that time period.
Yeah.
You know? Those choices that was made at the age between 17 and 19, I'm still dealing with those choices that was being made.
Mm-hmm.
Those choices that was made is what got me where I'm in today. I'm not at a bad place. I'm blessed. You know, I'm blessed, especially from where I come from. You know, I'm blessed. But, you know what I'm saying? Those choices was pretty strong. So I would go back to myself, don't give up on life. That'll be the first thing I tell myself. And then second, I would have told myself to pick up a mic and take that shit serious way faster, bro.
I used to tell you this all the time.
I would have been doing this in high school. Yeah, I would have been doing this. Everybody told me, but it's like, you know, when it's you that they're telling it to, you know, it's me. I'm not the one outside looking in. I'm the guy inside, you know, trying to be alive. Like, you know, so like, I wouldn't listen.
Nah, I remember. I remember we used to hang out with y'all because you used to work at a restaurant here in Rosenberg. And my homie worked there. Actually, all the homies worked there except for me.
Yeah, we was lit.
And we used to meet up like every Wednesday night. And I remember every now and then you'd be singing and stuff. I used to tell you all the time, bro, like, take off with it. Do something with it. But, you know, we're all on different paths. I feel what you just said about, you know, I wish I wouldn't have made the decisions I made. I feel the same way, man. You know, when we were seniors, my parents lost everything. They went completely bankrupt.
I remember. This time.
And I kind of fell off the planet.
At that time.
We were close at that time, dude.
We was close, we was the closest.
We was doing the wrong things. That's why.
I remember that, brother.
Yeah, but like hearing you say that right now, I'm just like, fuck, man. Like, there is shit I wish I would have done differently. Like, I had a chance to go to UCLA and ended up not going. And I was just like, fuck, man. Like, especially recently, because I don't know if you've heard, I got engaged. So, to get married through the Catholic Church, you got to do a whole bunch of, like, wedding prep and stuff. And, like, a lot of it's just making you reminisce on your past. And, like, this week, it was talking about, like, high school. And I was just like, fuck, man, high school got dark for me, especially at, like, senior year. And then right after senior year, losing a really close friend. And then, I spiraled, bro. And I remember, like, we were super close and all that, but I remember that those were some dark times for a few of us, to say the least, in that group.
Yeah, senior year was rough for a lot of people, Daniel, I want to say, in our circle, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree, man.
Senior year was rough for a lot of us in our circle.
But I mean,
we made it though. Look at us now.
We made it. It built a bond within us. I know we don't talk often, but like when we do get a chance, we chop it up. Every time I see you, it's all love. Likewise on my end.
Pick it up right back where we dropped it off last time.
Yeah, man. Dude, Kyle, me and Doug have had some wild nights together. We've had a lot of fucking sad nights together. We done cried on each other's shoulders.
Yeah, man. We done had from the good to the bad, bro.
Yeah.
This really my brother. This ain't just on camera, man. These two guys right here, bro. Yeah, man. These my brothers, man. Yep. Shout out to the weekly podcast, man.
Hey, we appreciate it, man.
Weekly D podcast, man.
We appreciate
it's,
bro.
It's crazy, though. And that's the beautiful thing about life, though, at the end of the day, right? Is we go through a lot of these struggles and we face those things kind of head on sometimes, even when they're unexpected. Like, I know you remember, like, freshman year when we lost our friend Cameron. Like Cameron Crane when he passed away.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, we were all like, hey,
everybody was taken like aback. Like, he was just like,
was affected by that. Yeah, yeah.
It was insane.
You
bro.
Know, we had glasses and we were actually cool, bro. So it hit us a little different.
Yeah,
you know,
it was
when
tough,
kid
man.
Sit right next to you in school.
Yeah.
You know, is there one day and you come to class the next day and
yeah,
he no longer in that seat, but his picture is in front of the school. You know, it hit different.
Exactly, bro. Well, because you remember Cole Villagomez? What's it called? Like, me and Cole, we're sitting in art class like that day.
Yeah.
Like that day after, that morning after, and we kind of heard like some stuff. I remember it so vividly. Like, I have bad memory, right? Like, you know, college is kind of a blur with a lot of drinking when I got through, when I went through everything. But, you know, like, this is one thing I remember super vividly, and I hate to get dark with a podcast, right? But you know, I remember me and Cole were sitting in art class, and we had just kind of heard through another person that another friend of ours had been crying in like the hallway, saying something about Cameron, and we were like, "What? Like, no, there's no way. Like, nah, like he's not gonna do nothing like that." And then of course we heard it over the announcements, and both of us just look at each other and we're just like in shock, complete shock, and like neither of us know what to like say or do. And like I remember the teacher asking, like, you know, "Hey, like, did anybody know him?" And so me and Cole raised our hands, and it was just like, it just felt weird. Like, there was just a silence that was just deafening. You know, even though people were still talking, you know, they're kids, right? At the end of the day, freshman year, like, they only care if, like, you know, it's somebody they know. If they don't know, they're just still talking, kind of reminiscing on. But we didn't hear none of that. Like, I remember both of us, like, just looking at each other, just like, almost like that whistle, that really high-pitched sound in your ears. So, you know, like, that's what it felt like. I don't know. It was weird for a while, bro, because a lot of us just kind of, like, had to accept it, but at such a young age, I feel like all of us were so young then, and we kind of got used to it so quickly because he was one of the first of many, right? Unfortunately,
hey, I feel like that was the beginning, bro.
It really was, yeah, man.
That was the beginning, bro. After Cam, it was like we just started losing.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like it was just nuts, and like, yeah. I mean, because I remember like it was like right before I graduated, Kyle passed away. The other guy, I don't know if you remember him, but he passed away. And then after that, like, college JD passed away, which bro, we had known for like a long time. And it just kept getting
JD's death was the one that hit me the hardest. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if y'all remember, bro. Even during JD's death, bro, that's something I still struggle to live with today, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
during the time period JD passed away, bro, remember I had got JD the job at the monster.
Yeah,
me and JD were hanging out on a daily basis.
I used to play basketball with him every night. We used to play basketball every night.
We hooped together.
And
me
that's
and JD
what
worked together.
Yeah,
hoop together, go out together.
Yeah.
JD, I don't know if y'all remember Jack Lopez too. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Rest in peace to Jack Lopez. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to all the fathers, bro.
Yeah.
The JD thing, bro. That's one of the closest, if not the close, like the, you know, him and Jack Lowe.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just different. With JD, like I say, we were together on a daily basis. I wake up, JD will come pick me up every morning.
Mm-hmm.
We'll, you know, rest in peace to my nigga, bro. You know, his family, you know, we'll wake up every morning and smoke early, you know, right before work and go to work and referee, have our fun, get off work, go get something to eat together, go hoop, do our thing hooping, go home, shower. You're going to come back, eat together. Go out, you know what I'm saying? We did this all the time.
Yeah.
So it was like so weird to the night before, you know, we see each other. We
hooped like, with okay, them. I think that's what fucked me up the most.
And then we linked together and he was like, you know, I'm about to go to the club and do this. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm about to go link with some little shorties and do this. And I remember, like, you know, he telling me, like, yo, you don't want to come to the club? And him, Marissa, all the, you remember that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I remember this, bro. And I remember that night happening. You know, I'm like, nah, I'm not going, bro. I already got some app. You know, he's trying to go meet with some ladies at the time. I'm going to go do my thing. I already got some set up. You know? And I remember, like, the next morning, I'm waking up. Let me remind you, I told y'all, we we wake up, we do this together every morning. This is an everyday thing. This is an everyday routine. Mm-hmm. So this is somebody who you go through my call log, you're gonna see their name every
morning.
Six, seven fucking names. It's gonna be JD's name. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is how much we talk to each other. And it's like, I wake up the next morning and I'm blowing JD's phone up. I'm like, nigga, what's up? Like, nigga, I got the blunt rolled. Usually you blowing me up. Like, bitch, get up. I'm outside. Oh, yeah. You know, we got to smoke and we're going to be late. Come on. So it was so weird, bro, that morning, waking up and just ring, 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 mm-hmm. ring, ring, ring. You know, like, bro, his family will tell you, you know, like, they still got his phone, nigga, his phone mm-hmm. show. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Just blowing his phone up, and I'll never forget. He didn't answer. It was so fucking weird to me, bro. Cause like I say, usually I'm the one waking up late. Usually he blowing me up. Like, he'll be outside my house already. Like, nigga, come outside. Like, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll, you know what I'm saying? So it's weird that I'm blowing him up. And man, I just remember my boss called me that morning, bro. He's like, hey, you know, I'm gonna come pick you up and take and bring you to work this morning. I'm like, all right. Like, no, I don't know what the fuck. I'm like, all right, I guess you know I need to ride to work. Yeah. Now, I remember getting in the car and just, you know, him asking me, like, how you doing this morning? Blah, 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 shit like that. Mm-hmm. All right. And I remember we, like, pulling into the YMCA parking lot. He was like, you know, O'Shea, I need to tell you something. He was like, you know, he told me what happened, you know, the night before. Will told me he passed away. I remember walking into the YMCA, though. It didn't hit, like, when he telling me, you know, in my mind, I'm kind of like, I ain't trying to hear that shit. Like, I don't want to believe it. Ain't going to believe it. Like, I'm not trying to. Like, bro, no, I don't believe, like, nah. Not the person that I'm with every day on a day. You telling me he ain't picked up the phone this morning because he died? Nah. I just seen him a couple hours ago. Like, nah, there's no way it's possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I walked into the YMCA, just like they used to do in school with, you know, picture in the front and bro, that's when it hit. And that was the hardest I've ever. I lost hella friends, bro. A lot of
it's tough, man.
It also was hard. That was probably the hardest one, bro.
I feel you on that one, dude. Cause we used to hoop, like us three, along with a couple other friends. We used to hoop every fucking night,
every day,
and
every day,
bro. Every night we were together. Like, we hooped and then we were out.
You know how.
And the night before we hooped, and I think that's why it hit me so hard, and the fact that I didn't want to believe it. Like, I have since I got that phone call that he passed away, I have not stepped into that YMCA. I can't anymore. Because I took it so hard, and I couldn't believe it until I saw him in that casket, and that's where I just, like, I lost it, bro.
Yeah, bro, it hurt. It killed me too.
Yeah.
That's, like, one of those things.
Even walk in the building, bro.
Yeah.
It's so difficult, but at the same time, like, you get so much stronger as a direct result because, like, you learn to, like, live with it, right? It's not, because it's not like, oh, it's all of a sudden going to get better, right? That's not how it works. Like, and it happens, you know, consistently. That's the one thing that is guaranteed, right, in this life, is that, you know, at some point that's going to come. It's going to either come for you, it's going to come for your friends, but either way, it's going to at some point, right? And when it does, like, you gotta kind of be as ready as you can for it. Because, like, it's nothing that's going to be, you know, just a here and there thing. Eventually, the older you get, the more frequent it gets, unfortunately, for a multitude of different reasons. But you get stronger from it. You learn to cope, and it never gets easy, right? But you learn to be able to have those tough conversations, and you learn to be able to kind of be there for people that, like, need you to be there, right? Especially when they get harder. Yeah. But yeah, no, you know, that's what it is. But we can pivot. I'm sorry, I had to fucking get that heavy.
Good, bro. Oh, look. Yeah, man. RIP to my nigga JD, bro.
Yes, RIP. RIP to all the lost ones, man.
Yeah. Damian King, too. Our little homie.
Great guy, bro. RIP to all my guys.
RIP.
I was like, you pour that shit on the floor, though. I am going to judge you. I'm not
going to. Like, that.
I was like, if you pour that onto the floor in your house, it is gonna soak up. You don't want to put that in.
Nah, I don't. I'm gonna drink this today.
I don't spill tequila, bro.
Cheers.
Cheers. I gotta take a piss. I've been drinking for like 4 hours now. Yeah, is it cool if we take a quick break?
Yeah, we can take a quick break.
All right, bet. Sure. And we're back. All right, sorry guys, we had to take a break. Like always, I drank way too much before we started, and I had to go take a piss. It's just, it's ritual. It's ritual at this point. I drink way too much.
But, you know, honestly, it would be not as exciting or fun if you didn't.
Yeah, we've done some sober cans.
I think it's always good when you get a little something in your system that'll help you get a little loose and put a smile on your face.
See, you know what's crazy about this is I've been doing podcasting for over 4 years now, and I still get nervous every time I have a guest. Even if I know you, I still get nervous.
One thing I can say, bro, is that y'all know I grew up, you know, doing the dancing and stuff in school and all that shit. So I haven't gotten nervous really since high school.
Yeah,
that's every show I've ever done after that, every performance, every birthday I've ever sung, every yeah, man, it's like I don't even know the feeling anymore, bro. I thank God for that. It's always, I don't know, man. It's a blessing to be like this, man. Dude, I don't get nervous anymore. You kind of just get out there and just go do it. They gonna like you or they not, you know?
Absolutely.
No, that's for sure. That's for sure. Like, I've done live shows, podcasting. You know? I've done stand-up comedy. I've bombed doing stand-up comedy. But, like, regardless, even if I'm the most...
Oh, I wish I would have made that, bro.
What's up?
You try stand-up comedy?
Yeah, I've done it twice.
I wish I would have made that and seen that, bro. What?
Well, I'm going to get back into it. Because I always tell people my life is a joke. So I've been writing jokes for a minute. And,
bro, I want to be that friend that you mentioned, that black friend that you get to just go crazy with.
I got you, bro.
We need to be around each other more. Let's get it.
I got you, man.
That's a definite good plug for the secret group.
Come
as well.
On, bro. Yeah. Hey, every white or Hispanic comedian, bro, gotta have a black friend to crack jokes with, bro.
Of course, like, man.
You know, they all need that black friend. Everybody need that black friend.
You know what? You know what, Doug? I've been blessed since the day I moved to Texas. I had probably more black friends than anything. I had you.
Than any other. Yeah, that's true.
I had Shaheed. True. I had Caleb. You know, Caleb, I had Jarvis, Spacely. Like, I was friends with all y'all motherfuckers and from day one.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So I definitely got some jokes to tell.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But yeah, man. Talking about podcasting, you are on a very, very popular podcast right now called the Opinionated Podcast. That's what's up.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Y'all be getting into it though sometimes. You know.
Oh bro, this real life. We like I told you earlier, man, we've been brothers outside of this shit. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, this real life for us. We not gonna talk to each other with no filters. You know?
Yeah. I just should be.
But
honest,
we know, you know, it's all, you know. Come on, man, it ain't nothing but opinions. That's all it
absolutely
is, bro.
When we get opinionated up and podcast.
Nigga, we leave that shit at the camera, bro. We brothers at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro, it get real, though. It's some shit that hasn't been allowed to post.
Really? So there's been some stuff y'all been like, yeah, we can't
post. Oh, it's some shit that we haven't posted. Like, that we kind of like, yeah, bro, yeah.
Save it for the paywall.
Nobody be on there, like, fighting or anything. Don't get me wrong.
No, y'all get heated, though. Jarvis be going on some tangents, bro. Oh, Spidey Webber.
Hey, JP be something serious, boy. Stop playing, my God. Hey, but what it is, bro, it's just, you know, when he believes in something, he stands 10 toes behind what he believes in.
Yeah.
That's all it is, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of respect
passionate
there.
About what he believes in.
Nah, that's respect.
Bro, that's 100%. All it is. All 7 of us are. That's what makes the devil.
All
right. Shit, so crazy, bro.
So what's one of the most, and it can be an episode that like actually like released or maybe didn't release yet, but you're just like, what was the most out of pocket conversation you guys ever had regarding the Opinionated Podcast where you guys were like, just everybody was on different places, everybody was wilding out, or it was just a wild conversation?
Oh, bro. I'm not going to lie, bro. We got one that we just released, man. If y'all get the chance to go to YouTube, type in the Opinionated Podcast, and y'all check this out. We got an episode we just released. I remember the day, because, you know, of course, I'm O'Shea. I'm late to things sometimes, you know. But I remember I showed up that day. I think I was a little late. And I remember, like, I didn't know the subjects because I wasn't there early. So I didn't go over the subjects before we talked about it and got on camera. So I show up, you know, we already talking about one subject. The next subject, we cut the, you know, we finished the first one, cut into the second one. And I remember they say it out loud. And I'm like, I'm like, y'all niggas agreed to talk about this shit? Like what? But it just dropped, bro. And the subject was like, how would you feel about your nudes being like released? And let me tell you why it's crazy. Let me tell you why it's a crazy subject. Because the shit really happened to some of us in the group. Like, the shit really happened to, you know what I'm saying? And we know that. And we know people who's gonna be watching knows that it happens in high, like, bro. So in my mind, I'm like, nigga, we like, yo, yeah, bro, do we really agree to talk about this shit? Like, what? Y'all know, man. Like, some of the women that seen them dick pics gonna be watching this shit. Yeah.
Yeah, hope y'all watch all the names. Oh my God. Hope y'all are just like, let me just this one forward, sideways. Let me just make sure that
it's all about angles, bro. You gotta get it just right.
No, but that's one of them subjects, bro, where I was like, what the fuck? Like, y'all really wanna talk about this shit? Like, nigga, I thought we was on here trying to talk about some other shit. Y'all over here talking about. But now, I ain't gonna lie, it was an episode though that, you know, like you was just speaking on, Daniel. The subjects just went.
Yeah.
Like, we was just all over the fucking place.
No, but that makes it so much fun. Like, I've watched every episode, right? And I watched the last one about the barbershop.
What's your favorite? Real quick. What's your favorite?
My favorite? I gotta ask. Okay, it was a nudes one because I related to it. Because I've had nudes leak, right? And I was just, at the end of the day, I texted the girl. I was like, hey, you owe me about $150 because I'm pretty sure that's what I would have made on OnlyFans.
It ain't free.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the other one was, which one was it? I like the barbershop one because that one was pretty funny.
That was very good.
Yeah. But there was another one. What was it?
Talk to me.
Oh, I got to think about it.
All you gotta do is tell me.
I'm trying to think.
It's the one where JP was wilding, bro.
Where he walked off.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I know which one you're talking. I can't remember what subject we were on, bro.
I can't remember either, but he was passionate about his point and he stood his ground.
He went crazy. Bro went crazy.
Yeah. I think those two were probably my favorite. Oh. But the dick pic one was just, it had me laughing the whole time because I was like, fuck, man, I've had the same exact thing happen.
Bro.
Dude, that actually happened to me. One time, I've had it worse. I had a scammer somehow catch my nudes, and they were threatening to post them, right? And at the time, I was like, man, fuck it, right? I am broke. I was like, if you're just gonna be the wrong fucking person. Yeah. And they're like, oh, we're gonna leak your nudes. I was like, fuck it, I got nothing else to lose. I mean, I was like, if you make a dollar, let me know.
Just make sure I get my cut out.
You know, I'm trying to start a whole new category on OnlyFans called the BBNs, Big Bearded Men, you know?
Big Bearded Men.
That's funny.
What's it called? I did like the Metaverse episode. I did watch that one.
Yeah. Hey, that one was pretty. Hey, yo.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one.
Yo, we got pretty good. Yeah.
Got some fun conversations with that. What would happen if, like, you know, would you get your mind fully implanted into the Metaverse? Like, all that stuff. It was wild.
Bro. We kind of got we went to a place that we normally don't go with that episode. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I loved that one. That was pretty good.
I'm gonna have to watch the one about the can women and men be platonic friends? Because I have an opinion about that.
That
in
one
general,
was good.
But
yeah.
That episode, bro, is energetic. I'm gonna say. Yeah.
Honestly, to me, it's obviously yes, but I know there's a lot of people that are like, no, and here's why.
Dude, if I had to answer that, I'd be like, hell no, dude. I've tried to fuck every girl I've been platonic friends with.
That's my boy.
Ask him about the Rhino 9000.
Oh, fuck.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Bro, have you ever heard of the white Rhino 9000?
This It sounds familiar. I'm not sure.
If you ever go to the gas station, look it up. Look up at where they have all the pills.
So now
it's the white rhino 100,000, right? But back in my day, it was the 9,000. And one time I was dating this girl, and I thought I was gonna get lucky that night, right? Because I took her to Mardi Gras. I paid a really nice like Airbnb. I got us the fancy room with everything, you know, fucking historic ass house. It was like $300 for a night. So I'm like, I'm gonna smash the night, right? Like I'm gonna get her. I'm not gonna take advantage of her and get her tips or anything. But we're gonna have a good night, and at the end of the night, I'm gonna smash, right? So like, you know what? We partied all night, and towards the end of the night, I knew we were gonna head back home. So I was like, you know what, man? I'm gonna pop some of these motherfuckers. I got these white rhino 9000s from my buddy at the gas station. He told me they were guaranteed to make you harder than a fucking rock.
You're gonna pop some of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, it comes in a pack of two, you know.
Like I said, I didn't expect you to take both though. I know what they are,
dude. I was feeling lit that night, you know. I was drinking all night, and I was like, you know what?
Yeah,
I can. This ain't no bounty, you know. It ain't the quicker picker helper, but it's gonna do something. Pop two of them, you know. She goes to the restroom, she tells me she's gonna shower and whatnot, and I was like, fuck yeah, you know, like this is my moment. I'm over here getting ready, getting myself pumped up, you know. I do a couple push-ups to look vascular, and she hops on the bed and just passes out. And I was like, I just popped fucking dick pills, like I need something out of this. And she's just out, just snoring. And I was like, oh my god, dude. And as this is happening, my dick's just like it took a fucking Super Mario mushroom, you know? And I was like, holy shit, this is bad. This is bad. So like I'm trying to like you know, you got alcohol in you too, so you horny the motherfucker. Fucking hard as rock. I couldn't roll over. I couldn't do shit, dude. I ended up rolling off the bed, and I was like, I gotta rub one out or do something, man.
Tell me you went to the restroom and handled your issue, man.
Hell no. I slid under the bed and did that shit.
He said, I slid under the bed. Hey, bro. Hey, he was going through it, man. I'm sorry you went through that, man.
I'm just saying, man. Them pills, they work. They work, but just make sure you're going to smash that night, because it ain't fun.
Nah, man. I can't take. Hey, I'm too nervous.
I was nervous as fuck, man. I was like, you know what?
Maybe I'm gonna pop when I'm in my 60s and 70s.
Well, the thing was, I was drunk,
both
right?
Both ways. More ways than one.
Bro, it was a hard time. That's all I can say. But, man, that shit fucking sucked, dude. I was like, I'm going to get laid tonight. You know, I'm going to pop these things. Because I knew I was drinking, right? And I was like, I don't want whiskey dick. I want fucking white rhino 9000 dick, you know? I want to hit that shit from the back. But yeah, dude, that shit betrayed me, man. Ironically, the same girl is my fiance now, believe it or not.
It worked out, honestly. It worked out.
Oh my god, dude, the shit I've been through, Doug. I already tell you the shit I've been through.
It's just know you always got a brother that's here for you, bro. I always got.
Some. Yeah, yeah. Got some. I'm gonna have to tell you some of the stories when you go watch my comedy special, man.
Oh, yo, bro, I can't wait. Hey, we're gonna have to create some, man.
Hey, we gotta link up, man. We still in the same, well, I'm in Needville now, but we still in the same city.
Nah, bro, you're not that far, bro. Hell, yeah. You know, I'm right here. I got a house right here in Richmond, bro.
Oh, no shit.
Not far, though.
Yeah, yeah, dude, we gotta link up, man.
I don't just cause we all here, but yeah, bro, I'm gonna get it, bro. I'm gonna switch
you
that.
Yeah, we gotta link up. Maybe have a cookout or something.
Any day. I got a nice backyard. Hell
yeah. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah,
man. Y'all gonna have to hit me up when I'm in town too, so that sounds good as hell.
No, for sure, bro. Kyle, anytime, bro. Y'all are always welcome, bro. Y'all can bring y'all fiancés, wives, I mean, bro. Anytime, bro. Anytime.
Hell yeah. Well, we'll link up soon, man. Especially, like, sure, hopefully, if and when I move back at some point to Houston. Like, once
are
I get my
spot. Wanting to, or?
Yeah, definitely. It's just the timing. We gotta make sure timing's right. Yeah, but once that happens, if it does, you know, down the road, maybe, you know, it could be a couple months from now, could be a couple years from now, but we're trying to make it work. Okay. But when it does, we'll do a barbecue to invite you.
Yeah, we got to, man. We got to link up. And if anything, we got the high school reunion coming up. You know, it'd be the perfect time to link up. Hell yeah.
That's wild.
I'm always having good functions.
Hey, if I take my podcasting equipment, y'all down to do a podcast at the reunion?
Yes, bro.
Bro, I got multiple mics. I got a mixer. I got it all, bro.
I'm pretty sure everybody's gonna be down.
Hey, Kyle, here, that's what we should do. We should do a weekly D, the Opinionated Podcast collab.
That'd be fun, actually.
That'd be fire.
I'll ask the guys. I'll see what you guys think about
it. The conversations would be wild.
Yeah. Wow. Y'all know, you know, high school.
We're all rambunctious. None of us were a saint. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, nah. I don't think nobody can hold that saint title. Nobody around.
I got wild
maybe
after.
Maybe Fred in high school, maybe Dwayne Hollywood. Could hold that title. That's it. That's one of the only people I know.
Fred will agree. Yeah. 100%.
No, Fred will.
He was an angel. That's what he will tell you.
Was. Look.
Hey, he's Dwayne now, boy. Bro. You're addressing by
Dwayne.
Dwayne
Hollywood, man. Hey, he living up to it, goddamn.
Hey. Hell yeah.
He living up to it, man.
He makes me proud as hell too, man. He really does.
Yeah, bro.
No, all y'all make us proud, bro.
Yeah, bro. One of my motivators, right, bro. It's always. It's like I don't got a big brother. I'm the oldest in my family, but that's like, you know, somebody I actually look at like a big brother right there. That's my cousin, probably, yeah, but I look at him like a big brother though, bro.
Hell yeah, especially so, being as close as you guys are, like just in general. Yeah. You know how it is.
Man, all we did, the older we get, the closer we get, bro.
That's a blessing.
That's for
hold
sure,
on to
man.
That. Hold on to that because sure, it doesn't always happen that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh I know, bro. Trust me. Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, it is getting late for me over in Louisville.
For sure.
Well, let's do this or that real quick. This or that is a part of the show where we just hit you with rapid fire questions and you answer you like this or that. It's real simple.
Let's go.
Yeah. There's no gotcha answers. Sort of. But it's just a fun game we like to play. All right. First, this or that is hot or cold?
Hi.
Hot. All right. Okay. Kyle, you got one or you want me to go shoot the next one?
Papa Mex or Dairy Queen?
Papa
Mex. Ooh, staying with the classics.
That's not even close.
Staying with the classics.
Yeah, that's not even close. All
right. Chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla. For sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I like my vanilla.
Let's do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got
steak or seafood?
Seafood.
Seafood fire, bro.
Yeah.
What's your favorite seafood?
Always. I'm from Houston, bro, but I got family from Lafayette, bro. You know how we
do. Crawfish.
Yeah, man, every day of the week.
Bro, I'm so ready. I'm so ready for crawfish. We're a little late on crawfish season here in Kentucky.
I promise you, man.
Bro.
That's crawfish season
crab.
Now, bro. That's crawfish season
I love
season
crab,
now.
Too, bro. I'm a fan for king crabs. I love my snow crabs, but king crabs is my...
Yeah,
don't
be cracking my legs,
get some
huh?
King crab.
Yes, bro. Don't get me started.
Yes.
Go to the land, bro. Go to Louisiana. That's where they best.
I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna have to go jump in.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
My bad. What's the next one? My bad.
Kyle, you got one or is it my turn?
Marvel or DC?
Ooh.
Oh, we lost him.
Did we?
Oh no. Lost Doug.
Shit, how are you gonna back
something? He didn't want to answer the question.
He
of this
said Marvel, Marvel DC pass.
Get it. What's up, everybody? Kyle Lawson from the Weekly Podcast. Just here to talk to you for a short segment about Ballsy. Ballsy is a men's health and wellness company striving on keeping your balls healthy, clean, and fresh for not only yourself, but for your lady. Check out their signature sack pack as just an example, full with their ball wash, that's their signature item, as well as their sack spray and their nut rub, keeping your balls nice, fresh, and chafe-free, which honestly... especially if you live in that Texas heat or that Louisiana heat too, or that Louisville cold, is perfect just for that occasion. So you can actually get a nice percentage off by typing in the code TWD15 at checkout for 15% off. So check out Ballsy. You'll be glad you did.
Remember, use TWD15 to keep the funk off your junk and support the people that support us because we really need
Ballsy.
Help.
they've got your sack.
And we're back. So we had a little bit of technical difficulties, but it's okay. That's all the fun that comes with doing a live show. Sometimes shit fucks up. Every now and then Kyle drops out. I'm sure the people watching this stream noticed that my computer crashed halfway through this and just recovered out of nowhere.
I'm pretty sure they noticed though. Shayway
now
standing out a couple times.
Uh-oh, Shayway done said peace but came back.
Yeah, we had to tell him to come back. We're like, hey, no, there's more people in here.
It's all good. You ain't done. It's all good, you know. That's the beauty of doing a live show. You never know what's going to happen. And that's the beauty that we actually edit shit after this. You know,
thank God for editing. Because God damn it. Like,
but
man,
yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah, it does.
But let's get right back into it. We were in this or that. And the
Marvel versus DC was the one question I had.
I'm not too big on them because I don't know that much about all, you know what I'm saying?
Let's go Batman or Captain Thor America? Marvel.
Then I'm running with Marvel. Whatever team Thor is, I'm rocking with.
I think that's fair.
And whoever behind.
Okay.
Like that. That's how I'm going.
I like that.
I respect it because really, if it was like Thor versus Batman, let's be honest, like we know how that's going to go.
Come on, man. We know how that's going to go. It's not even close.
All right. Mine is Usher or Trey Songz?
Usher.
Usher. Damn.
Remember high school, bro?
Damn, he hit that hip. He hit that quick.
Yes, sir. All right. That changed my life
in
high school.
Let's do Zero or SPM.
Zero. Zero the crooked.
Yeah, but I'm from Houston, so I do know the impact that SPM have.
Yes, sir.
Certain neighborhoods in Houston. You know what I'm saying?
For real. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I never take this for real.
Shout out to all of them. All right. The next one is, as O'Shea, when I wake up, what's the first thing you do?
Roll a blunt.
A little blunt. There you go.
Nah. I'm lying. Take a shit.
Men roll blood.
Yeah. Most of the time, especially if I don't take. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
My day started.
You know what I do? It's the funniest thing ever because I recently got a Google Home, like the little pod, like kind of like the Amazon one, the Alexa. But I got a Google one, right? So in the mornings, I say, hey, Google, good morning. And it says, the royal penis is clean, your highness. And then that's how I start my day.
That shit is so funny, bro. What the fuck?
I programmed it to say that.
Coming to America.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that shit is funny as fuck, bro.
Yeah, that's the greatest thing to wake up to, man.
I might have to invest in one just for that reason.
That's what's up. All right, Kyle, do you got another one?
Let me think. No.
No. Okay.
I thought I did, but then I was like,
"Hit me with a few."
All right. So the last one is, I am O'Shea, and I am
Who I am.
You are who you are. Okay.
Okay. That's the way I
want to say it. And that's O'Shea way.
I am who I am. Yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
O'Shea way. There ain't no other way.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, man.
The best way, the only way.
There you go. Yes, there you go.
There we go. Yes,
there we go. Well, O'Shea way, that concludes our interview. This is the time of the show where we give you the chance to shout yourself out, promote everything you got. So go for it, man. Where can we find you? What projects are you working on? Let us know.
All right, my God. Y'all go to any social media platform, hashtag O'Shea Way, hashtag O'Shea Way Norway. I mean, O'Shea Way or Norway. Instagram, O'Shea Way. Facebook, Douglas James. You know, get at me still. Hashtag O'Shea Way, you'll find me. Anything, hashtag O'Shea Way, you'll find me. You can go to any. Yes, sir. I see you back there, Lee. You can go to any music platform, whether it's Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. Just type in O'Shea Way. You're going to find me. I got two EPs coming. I don't want to release the name. It will be 2 10 song EPs. I got a lot of merchandise coming. I got a lot coming, man. It's so much, bro. It's just so much. You know what I'm saying? It's still gonna be Help the Homeless. It's still gonna be all that.
Hell yeah.
Hey, that's what's up. You got any drop dates?
At the end of the day, it's all about just showing people how to do things their way in life. You know what I'm saying? It's just believe in themselves, believe in their vision.
There we go. Beautifully said.
Love that, bro.
Beautifully said.
Grace of God and by the help of my woman. Oh yeah. By the way, this is Kyle. This is Daniel. Yeah, y'all. This is
hello.
How you doing?
This the one. This the backbone. This the one doing all the hard work, making the merch.
I was the one holding you down,
breaking their back, getting all this hard work done with me, making sure that we, you know what I'm saying, can be successful in life and everything we're trying to do.
That's awesome, man. Teamwork makes dream work.
Mrs. O'Shea Way right there.
Mrs. O'Shea Way?
Everybody go get her Instagram, man. At Mrs. O'Shea Way, man. Any social media site, at Mrs. O'Shea Way, man. Go get her.
Hell yeah,
man. That's awesome, man. I love to see when you know, we got power couples building together. It's beautiful. It was great catching up with you, man. We really appreciate you coming on. We're big fans. We're friends from way back when. You know, we're checking you out on the Opinionated Podcast nonstop.
Yes, sir.
And from the Weekly D and Paper Plate Media, we want to say thank you for coming on the show. Thank you to all our listeners, all the people watching on Twitch. Shout out to all y'all. Thank you for all the people that support our show, like our sponsors, Ballsy. Thank you to everyone, man. This is going to be a beautiful year. It's 2022. We all blowing
shout
up.
Chris. Shout out Adley, man. Shout out the boys, man.
Hey, yeah. Shout out to our Twitch producer, Chris. Our video producer, Alan. Shout out to everybody.
I want them candles too, bro. I'm not joking about that. I want them candles, brother.
We'll link you up. You can get you some. You know, we're gonna be keeping in touch with you. We're gonna be watching what you're doing. We're watching what all y'all are doing at the Opinionated Podcast. We're gonna be sending y'all a merch box with some cool shit. You know,
one more shout out to Opinionated Podcast too, man. Zach, where you at? Josh TV. JP, Byron Bandana, Spacely Jones, who am I missing, man?
Josh,
good old Fred,
Dwayne Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? And more than anything, JP behind that camera too, man. My guy, yeah. Really putting in work for us, bro.
Yeah, big love to all of them. Big love to JP and Spidey Webber. Go check him out as well. Yes, check out Byron Bandana. Check out Josh TV. You know, they're all doing big things out there.
Zach, where you at on
Zach,
the big
thing?
Jones on the big thing. Everybody moving big around us, man.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to all y'all. Again,
it's only the beginning.
Again, thank
and
you.
Shout out to you guys, bro. Shout out to Weekly D Podcast.
Hey.
What are you talking about? Shout out Weekly D Podcast, man. Put Kyle and Dan, you on the ones and twos.
Hell yeah.
Sir.
Well, you know we gotta clip that, brother. Now, right?
Hell yeah!
Come on, man.
You know what?
Hey,
we're about to start a highlight reel.
I do it again. I got you.
It's all love, brother. We appreciate you coming on, man. Again, thank you to everyone that supports the show. Thank you for listening to us. You can follow me at Danny_G951. You can follow my buddy Kyle at
It's That Guy Kyle.
And you can follow the Weekly D Podcast at the Weekly D Pod. We are a Paper Plate Media production, so go check out our Paper Plate Media Twitch, our YouTube. Go check out the Paper Plate Media Instagram, where we post about all our podcasts. We got multiple podcasts. We got streaming channels. We got it all. Go check us out. Peace.
Don't look at the Twitter yet. We ain't ready.
I'm with y'all on that. That's the only I got a Twitter and don't even get on it. I got the app and never click. You know
there
I'm
you go.
Yeah. I'm almost once you jump in officially, you're heavy in. Just FYI.
I've been there before. Don't
want
to go back, man.
Yeah.
I'm nervous about it.
All right. I know how that is. All right. Thank you guys. Peace. We're out of here.
Peace.
Say way, or no way. Tell me, aye, aye, aye. This is what I told that little bitch. I'm not like your last nigga, Mr. Get What I Want, I am that nigga. Change your life, I might go get a bag with you. Keep it real, the best you ever had hit you. If I like it and want it, I get it, get it. If I like it and want it, I get it, get it. If I like it and want it, I get it, get it. If I like it and want it, I get it, go get it. When she fuck me, she fuck with a pass, with a pass. Told me do what I want and don't ask, don't ask. So I put it in slow, then went fast, so fast. All you hear now is moaning and clapping. So baby, she swallow my cooties. Ooh. Probably should have did porn, I make movies. Yeah. Like on Ratchet, can't fuck with no bougie. Nope. If she nasty, my thumb in her booty. Take it. I'm done like your last nigga, Mr. Get What I Want, I am that nigga. Change your life, I might go get a bag with you. Keep it real, the best you ever had hit you. If I like it and want it, I get it, get it. If I like it and want it, I get it, get it. If I like it and want it, I get it, get it. If I like it and want it, I get it, go get it. Baddest bitches on earth come from Houston. Begging me to fuck her to my music. Press play. Get on top if you know what you doing. You can ride. Grab a throat, then I told her to use it. The sound of her choking the music. Beat that pussy, she taught me, I bruised it. Taught the bitches like Nike, I do it. I do. I'm a great in these seats, speaking truly. Yeah. Wake you up out your sleep, make you take it. Take it. I'm a freak, this the way God had made it. When I want it, I get it. Fuck wait. Don't wait. Got good dick, but I don't got good patience. Hell nah. Sling that iron, my head game amazing. Eat that pussy until she start shaking. Yeah. Got a cut in her niggas off lately. Bye-bye. She told me do the same, I said maybe. I'm done like your last nigga, Mr. Get What I Want, I am that nigga. Change your life, I might go get a bag with you. Keep it real, the best you ever had hit you. If I like it and want it, I get it, get it. If I like it and want it, I get it, get it. If I like it and want it, I get it, get it. If I like it and want it, I get it, go get it. Ayy, ayy, I told that bitch, ho, I'm done like your last nigga. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.